the staff, subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Wild Woods, GRRPC, change of zone number 1688.
The project was also previously submitted to the commission in their packet. It is change of zone 1688. It's a preliminary site plan. It's on Mount Joy Road. This was 37 lot GRRPC, General Residential District Residential Plan Community. The rezoning was approved by council on December 14, 2010 with 15 conditions. The conditions are noted on the site plan. The minimum lot size is 7,500 square foot. The project will be served by central water and central sewer. Del Dot has sent an email indicating they will not require any improvements on Oak Street and Mount Joy Road. The final approval for each phase or the entire project is subject to the review and approval of the commission upon receipt of all agency approvals. So if you grant approval, it would be just for preliminary approval, and that the final has to come back to commission.
So I'm surprised about that, about the Del Dot and the Oak Street and the Mount Joy Road, and I thought for sure they'd do something there.
Well, Oak Street's already improved, and they're only talking about they're going in so many hundred feet, and then there's 37 additional lots. It's a single-family residential plan community, basically, for single-family lots.
And what are they proposing for that unknown parcel that they wanted to give away to somebody that juts out and fronts on Mount Joy Road?
Let me get a pop.
Because there's like a piece of no man's land there that maybe had some trailers and all kinds of other stuff on there.
They're only showing it as part of the area of the buffer and the wastewater treatment area. They're showing it as one larger parcel. They're not showing any other intent for it. The conditions of approval, let's see. I'm trying to remember what they were.
Opposition to that,
It says the condition was that stated that the developer and then the homeowner association shall improve, clean up, and maintain the portion of the parcel that fronts Mount Joy Road unless and until this area is deeded to someone else, which would be an adjoining property owner, because it's not a buildable lot. So right. Basically it could be all conveyed to one of the two neighbors, or it could be split in half and conveyed to both neighbors.
Right.
So that option's there based on that note.
But right now they're proposing as using as part of the wastewater treatment area?
They're basically showing it as inside the perimeter of the project with the buffer. Basically the buffer would separate it from Mount Joy Road by the landscaping and the existing tree. It's all forested pretty much.
But they would be providing a buffer around that project from the
now,
road?
Inside the subdivision part out to the rear. They would leave that part pretty much separate. But it's still part of the same parcel where the wastewater treatment area is and the buffers are.
Could you pass that down? That piece is concerned me.
It's a 50-foot by 200-foot piece.
Right.
It pre-existed. I think there's a old trailer on now.
There's all kinds of stuff on it.
Other things on it. But there's a condition in the middle of the page. It's like the third from the bottom. It's what I read. The reference to that parcel. And that was one of the conditions of the approval. They could convey it to the adjoining property or split it. Doesn't say you can split it, but doesn't say you can't. To both parties next door.
Yeah, just says until it's deeded to someone else.
Yeah, right. So it stays, they have to maintain it until such time as they do something with it.
But they said they would clean it up in that condition?
Yeah, it says it right there.
Okay.
It has to be
shall
cleaned
improve,
up,
clean up, and maintain. Okay, and then because this is an RPC, each phase of it, they would be coming back to us.
I would assume being a set size would come back all at once, but it could be a phase.
Right.
Yeah, but it makes sense to come back all at one time. Just the engineering costs would be probably less if it did it that way. And engineering, most of the other agencies are going to look at it as one parcel. They're going to have to see it all up front to do the zoning.
Does, from my perspective, I'd like to see a landscape plan for that piece to show what they're going to intend to do with it rather than just leave it as a...
All it says that they have to do is maintain it.
Clean it up.
And maintain it.
It says, shall improve, clean up, and maintain.
Yeah. But you notice that the buffer strip is still proposed to be across the rear of it.
That's what I mean. They're closing it off from the rest of it by showing that buffer strip across the back. So to me, it looks like an attempt to abandon a piece of property without doing the cleanup or whatever. So is there anything we can do about that or say about that to make that clear or just...
Well, I think they were. That was the condition that we read. Was the condition that came from the commission?
It was. All right. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Wildwoods GRRPC, change the zone number 1688 preliminary site plan on Road 297. My motion is for approval as a preliminary, and that as an RPC, the final approval for each phase or the entire project is subject to the review and approval of the commission upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Hello. Goodbye.
It's been moved and seconded, finally, to approve CZ number 1688 Wildwoods GRRPC as a preliminary. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Sam Hayes, four lots and 50-foot easement on Road 298A.
I want to pass down a revised drawing for this application. You received a sketch showing a four-lot proposal. Put to the attorney on behalf of the owner and advise that if it's a four-lot subdivision, it's going to have to go to public hearing. And suggested that they could possibly get considerations since there's already an existing road there for not to exceed three. So for that, I would suggest that this is a subdivision of 6.44 acres into three parcels with access from a 50-foot easement. The owner proposes to create a 50-foot easement over an existing roadway. Lot 1 and 2 will contain 1 acre each. The residual lands will contain 4.27 acres. If the commission is favorable towards the request, the commission could approve the maximum of 3 lots with access from the easement. And the revision, basically, they took Lot 3 and the residual lands to the rear and combined it into one parcel. So that's only a 3-lot subdivision out of 4.
So would this be appropriate in the motion, Mr. Robertson, if I included in there any further subdivision of this property would be subject to?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Sam Hayes' revised request for 3 lots and a 50-foot easement off of Road 298A, my motion is for approval.
Would you put that as conceptual approval because it's not officially a survey yet?
My motion is for conceptual approval with the additional stipulation that any further subdivision will require an application for a major subdivision. Now, if it's conceptual, do we need,
No, you stop right there.
Conceptual, Larry. Conceptual means they have to bring us.
Doesn't have to come back to the commission. Good, so we'll have something else to do.
The commission doesn't have to see it. Conceptual because it's not a final survey or a survey. Surveyor prepared it, but it's a sketch.
Okay. Well, my motion is for approval as a concept for three lots and a 50-foot easement over an existing roadway. Second. With the stipulation any further subdivision requires an application for a major subdivision.
Second.
Something like that.
Well, let me take a shot at it.
Yeah,
you'll clean it up in the final.
You do a better job than subdivision.
Can we defer it for further consideration?
Yeah.
It's been moved and seconded to approve as a concept three lots and a 50-foot easement on Route 298A for Sam Hayes, noting that any further subdivision must be done as a major subdivision requiring a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.